Millennium Pipeline's natural gas compressor station is being built on a site on a residential road. Nearby residents, along with activists, gathered Saturday across the street from the site in the hamlet of Westtown, which is in the town of Minisink. They say they are concerned about toxic air emissions, among many other things. Yet Steve Sullivan, a spokesman for Rockland County-based Millennium Pipeline, says the Minisink project passed rigorous reviews of emissions and safety standards. Leanne Baum, her husband, and four kids live directly across the street from the site. When asked whether she would move, she answers,
Absolutely. We've talked about it. It keeps us awake at night. It really does. What do you do? But, your family's home is not your family's home anymore. That's our primary concern is for our health, the health and safety of our kids.
Nick Russo says he too will relocate, even if his property value plummets.
If I lose everything, I don't care. My health is more important. And I am going to leave my house, and if I have to go rent somewhere else, I'm going to move far away from here.
Russo, a retired New York City police officer, says he moved to the area in 2003 after breathing in toxic dust from working at Ground Zero.
The problem is this was a beautiful area. It was agricultural, residential area. I live right down the road. I moved up from the city because I have a lot of respiratory problems, stomach problems. I have bad sinus infections. So I moved out of the city to come up here to have the fresh air. And lo and behold, now we got this gigantic industrial compressor station being built right across the street from our homes.
It's a town where many 9/11 first responders reside. John Field says he drove about 2.5 hours to support his fellow 9/11 first responders. He is the founder and president of the Feel Good Foundation.
I created the slogan, No Responder Left Behind. And it wasn't just some crap saying to get attention. It was something that I believed in, and I stand by that. And not only is it No Responder Left Behind, but it's really no member of any community left behind now, because whoever doesn't support this cause doesn't support justice, and they're on the wrong side of justice. And these people have a legitimate argument that this compressor station should have been moved somewhere else. In the beginning, there was an alternate site that was proposed. I saw that alternate site, and I believe that's where it should have went.
Many of the protesters echoed his opinion about the alternative site, yet Millennium Sullivan says that Millennium-owned site in Orange County's Deer Park was deemed unsuitable.
The number of miles of pipeline would have to be put down through very sensitive wetland areas. So when the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission evaluated it, they determined that this was less intrusive environmentally than the alternative site.
It was not the first rally held in protest of the compressor station, but it was the first time clean water advocacy group Riverkeeper was involved.
You are going to win because you are right, and in this country, being right still means something. So we are with you on this fight. We are going to fight with you, and we are going to help you as we can, because respect, fairness, truth, and law are all on your side.
That's Paul Galley, who's the president of Westchester-based Riverkeeper.
This is the first time we were invited to come and make this fight our fight, and we're happy to do that.
And that means, says the Hudson Riverkeeper, he could be dedicating some of his staff to the legal battle, as the U.S. Court of Appeals is expected to decide this week whether to grant a stay of construction, pending a full hearing of the residents' case currently before the court, which challenges the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval of the project. Millennium Sullivan says the Minisink project is more than 50% constructed and is expected to be completed and online by April.
It's a 70-acre site, of which only about 15 acres will be used for the project. The rest is going to be provided as buffer. And in some cases, some of that land is actually going to go back into agricultural use. The buildings have been designed to resemble barns, right down to emission stacks are designed to look like silos. So it's really made to fit within the rural character of the area.
He says the state's upcoming decision on fracking will have no impact on the Minisink compressor station. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.